Hadith of the Day, a program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, which is called Hadith of the Day. This is coming to you from COI Radio. For the past couple of sessions, we've been talking about one of the keys to having a successful marriage, and that is that a woman maintain her physical appearance and make sure that she is beautiful, always. The hadith which we've been working around is this one from the Prophet of Allah, which is found in Al-Kafi, and this hadith states this, "Inna khayra nisa'ikum," surely the best of your women, and the Prophet mentions different traits, one of them is this, Al-mutabarrija ma'a zawjiha al-hasan ala ghayrih. The woman who dresses up for her husband and is chaste around others. So with this hadith, we see that, first of all, the idea of dressing up is beautiful, and being beautiful is necessary. That's good. She should be expressing that. But she's expressing that in a way which works with Allah's rules, not against Allah's rules. A lot of women don't express this perhaps in the house as they should, but then you see on the streets, even if they're a woman wearing hijab, every effort, let me at least wear some makeup or some lipstick or some nail polish, something to express this. Unfortunately, sometimes there were situations where you would see a woman who's hijabi and she's wearing hijab and muhajjaba, but she has earrings pinned outside of her hijab. Right? It's just so, just this need is so great for a woman to be beautiful and to be appreciated. So the need itself is great. We accept that. We think that that's great. And we actually encourage women to do that. Just to run over some of the other points and to make our final point on this statement. We said that this is necessary for us at every stage of the marriage, even if we're older. We mentioned the hadith about that. We talked about the idea of being confident, relying on Allah, and being happy to be who we are and not wishing we could be somebody else, but being grateful for what Allah has given us. We talked about the idea of being beautiful on the inside, being tender, affectionate, loving, caring, pleasant-natured. We talked about the idea of physical cleanliness, making sure we're always showered and these things. And the other thing we mentioned was the idea of wearing perfume, making sure that she's wearing the best of her perfume. We've talked about exercise and then dressing according to her husband's taste. The other thing that I want to mention is the idea of shaving. Sometimes, unfortunately, there's some women who have mustaches. They don't shave the facial hair, or they don't shave their legs, or they don't. So if the husband wants this, it's something that's necessary, and we'll talk about the fatwa that is there after that, that if there is something, well, let me just mention the fatwa right now, that if there is something which the husband finds unattractive about her appearance, she, for instance, we're talking about facial hair, or he wants her to shave her legs, or these things, then removing those things from herself is obligatory. It's wajib. If she's not, then this is, there's sometimes when a woman does not deserve nafaqa, it's a discussion called nushuz, when a woman is disobeying her husband and fulfilling her rights. So one of them, for instance, if she's not surrendering to him sexually, she's not doing what we call tamkeen, she's not making herself available to him sexually, that's one of the issues which makes her makes this ruling come about. Or removing those things from herself which make her husband dislike her and are the opposite of her enjoying her. So it's mentioned in the same fatwa that if she if he wants her to clean herself up and dress herself up, then these things are actually necessary and obligatory for her to do. So it's not just a recommendation. This is something that she must do. And again, all of these duties go back to the doer of that action. We are the beneficiaries of Allah's ruling. A couple of other things that were recommended. One of them is jewelry, that even the issue of wearing jewelry is important. And there are hadith about these things. This hadith, which I'd like to quote for you, is actually from Imam Baqir, alayhi salatu wassalam. He says, قَالَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْمَرْأَ أَن تُعَتِّلَ نَفْسَهَا It is not proper for a woman to abandon herself and refrain from ornamentation. She's supposed to ornament herself, decorate herself, wear jewelry. وَلَوْ تُعُلِّقَ فِي عُنُقِهَا قِلَادَ. Even if it is just simply wearing a necklace around her neck, even if it's something in that way still, she doesn't want that she's completely abandoned the idea of dressing up and looking good. Even something as simple for as wearing a necklace. The hadith continues, وَلَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ تَدَى يَدَهَا مِنَ الْخِطَابِ وَلَوْ تَمْسَحُهَا مَسْحًا بِالْحِنَى وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مُسِنَّةً. So it says it's not proper for her, it's not appropriate for her to give up using henna even if she is past her prime, even if she's older. So henna, at that time, that was something which women did and they found attractive. Let's say, because we mentioned before that the wife wants to dress up in a way that the husband finds attractive. So let's get the lesson from this. The lesson that we'll try and get from this is that taking care of the physical appearance, even wearing jewelry, looking up, dressing up, there's nothing bad about that. It doesn't mean that we're not attached to the dunya, that we're not becoming spiritual. Actually, as it was mentioned before, doing these things is an important preliminary to going on the spiritual path, to take care of all of those primal needs. So even if she's older, she wants to be wearing these things. The other thing that we want to mention today and concentrate on is the idea of being consistent about this. It's not enough to do this on some occasions. I dress up, but I dress up on his birthday. No, always. You're supposed to be dressing up and looking good. The hadith, which I will mention again, is from the Prophet of Allah. It says, وَعَلَيْهَا أَن تَطَيَّبَ بِأَطْيَبِ طِيبِهَا. It is her duty to wear her best perfume. وَتَلْبَسْ أَحْسَن ثِيَابَهَا. And wear her most attractive clothing. وَتَزَيَّنَ بِأَحْسَنِ زِينَتِهَا. And to adorn herself with her best jewelry. وَتَعْرِضَ نَفْسَهَا عَلَيْهِ غُدْوَةً وَعَشِيَّةً. This is the important part. And to present herself to her husband morning and evening. 24/7, she is always looking her best. She's dynamite. She looks great at all times. There's no time that she laxes up. When her husband's not home, then that time she can wear her house clothing. She can dress up, her baggy jeans, her sweatpants or whatever she wants to wear. But once he's home, then she wants to be looking nice. The other thing which is mentioned that's important about the hadith is applying this hadith can even save a broken marriage. You'd be surprised. This one is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, Al-Mutallaqa, the woman who has been divorced and she's actually on her iddah, she's in her waiting period, she's now preparing to leave her husband's house. Because one thing that happens, a common mistake, is that the man will put the wife out of the house while she's on her waiting period. Whereas if it's a divorce, which there is ruju involved, there is a possibility of the man going back to the wife, actually he's not supposed to put her out of the house. So what should she do while she's in the house? The marriage has failed. They've gotten divorced, but she's in her waiting period. This is the advice that we get from the imam. He says, taktahilu, she applies kohl to her eyes. وَتَغْتَذِبْ, she puts on henna. وَتَطَيَّبْ, she puts on perfume. وَتَلْبَسْ مَا شَاءَتْ مِنَ الثِّيَابِ, and she wears whatever clothes she wants. He says, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولُ, because Allah says, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُحْدِثُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ عَمْرًا لَعَلَّهَا أَن تَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِهِ فَيُرَاجِعُهَا. Even at that stage, if she does this, it's possible that Allah bring about a change in the man's heart and he fall in love with his wife again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be